IH.
Thanks for calling customer support. This is Kiri speaking. How may I help you?
Yes. I'm questioning. I got a thing from my credit card company. We were being charged for some kind of membership, and a while ago, my husband's here with me, Scott and Dana. He did a survey and got some free stuff, and all of a sudden we got this membership, monthly membership, that we have no idea what it's for, and we don't want to be part of it.
Okay, I can see if I can pull that account up here. Can I have that zip code, please?
54135.
First and last name?
Scott Mumford.
And for security purposes, can I get you to verify that shipping address?
N1323 Silver Canoe Road, Kashina, Wisconsin.
Okay, so I see here that you had the Pure Mini Pods and the Pure Smartwatch that helps track sleep patterns and measure steps, and it also assists in measuring blood oxygen levels. So here I have on April 1st that you paid for shipping and handling for both of those products. And once you pay shipping and handling for those products, it states in the terms and conditions that you are starting a 14-day trial, give you time to try the product out. If you didn't like it, you had a chance to call in and cancel it, but due to it not being canceled in 14 days, you are billed the full amount of that product, but your card has been declined, so you haven't been billed the full amount of that product. But that's what's going on, though.
Well, we don't want that. I guess he had no idea he did that. We don't want to be part of any membership with nothing. And the watch works like crap. And the earbuds don't work at all. Only one works. So what do we got to do to get out of this? I mean, we're not going to pay for it.
Yeah. I see that already. I know that. So that's fine. Give me 1 second.
What a piece of...
What was she saying?
That when you accepted the shipping and handling, that you accepted the terms
in
the decryption.
I didn't say anything about that. So it must be in really small print or something.
Okay, so I'm going to give you an address to send both of them back.
Okay, I have to send them back, okay?
Mm-hmm. Are you ready for the address?
Yes, I am.
Okay, that is 11551 E 45th Avenue. Unit C.
Say that again.
Unit C. UNITC. Unit C.
UNIT. Unit C. Okay.
Denver, CO.
Say that again.
Denver, CO. D-E-N-V-E-R, Denver, Colorado.
Denver, Colorado.
Uh-huh, 80239.
Will I get my $5.95 back when I do this too?
Well, that was a shipping.
Okay.
I would have to see about that because we usually, I mean, when you did pay shipping and handling for the product, but
tell me again now. My husband did a service, and then they said you get this free product. And then all he did is pay shipping and handling. And when he got this free product but accepted it, the shipping and handling, he accepted to be in some kind of membership or something?
Like, okay, so.
It seems to me like a scam, big scam.
Okay, well, I'm not sure how it works on with surveys and stuff like that. We are just a third-party call center that assists with over 100 different products. We aren't the only call center that assists with these products. And whatever campaign it is, and if you're calling about that campaign and we assist with that campaign, then that's just what we help out with. So I'm not sure as to how it's supposed to look when you're doing surveys for it or however, whatever the case may be. But on our end, we know that when purchasing the product and before paying shipping and handling for the product, it does state, to our knowledge, what they tell us when we first start working here. It states in the terms and conditions always, because we also keep the website. We have the website of the products and things like that, where it states that you are starting a 14-day trial.
Okay.
So
can I cancel that? Is that going to be canceled now?
Well, yes, because it's not reoccurring. It's technically an electronic, so it's not like keto pills or nothing like that. It's not something that's reoccurring. So once it's declined.
Okay, and that's for both of the products and whatever. It's all declined.
Yes, it's okay. For the mini pods. For our end, it's for the mini pods and the peer smartwatch and the peer mini pods. It declined the warranty, the mini pods price, and the smartwatch price.
Okay, so they won't be trying to charge my credit card again next month or anything like that?
No, because it's not reoccurring. It's a one-time thing. And
one-time
yes, that's why once it gets declined, then that's it, because it's not reoccurring. It's not one of those products, like I stated, like pills or nothing like that. So once it's declined.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And if I don't spend the money to send these back, nothing happens there either. My $5.95.
Ma'am.
Yeah.
What was that again?
If I don't spend the money to send these products back, then I just keep them and I'm just out the money for buying, you know, right? That's it.
Well, let me see. See if I have to read this. I know with the mini pods and the watch, if you do not want it, then you supposed to send it back. But give me 1 second. I'm gonna ask my supervisor about
it. Yeah, because it might cost me more to ship them back than I paid for them.
Yeah, so just give me 1 second. Since your card was declined, I don't know if you should get them back at a certain time, but just give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, lived and learned a lesson on this one. I was like, Jesus. And I can't remember. Was it a Choice Hotel? It wasn't a Choice Hotel.
I don't remember how that came up. It was around about freaking, like, you said, it's a scam. I think.
For sure. It sounds like we're done and we're not going to be charged anymore. And the credit card declined it, so. I ain't gonna spend the money to send this shit back.
Yeah. Why?
No way.
Okay, so I have spoken with my supervisor, and she has stated that if we don't have, because we're supposed to receive it within 7 days, so if we don't, if we don't receive it back in 7 days, they will continue to try to attempt to bill you the full amount for that product.
Okay. They will attempt, but my credit card won't accept it because I told them not to. Okay. So the address we have is 11551 East 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado, 80239.
Yes, and...
And who do I put it to, though? Who's it to? Top Lifestyle, or what's it to?
I'm going to give you an RMA number for that as well, but you can just write on it. You can write, I don't know how it works if you write it or type it, but the campaign is called Peer Mini Pods and Peer Smartwatch. And then I have the RMA ready as well. The RMA number is what you put when you're sending it back to.
Okay.
All right, that is 4855. B as in boy. The number 9. E as in echo. 6474. F as in Frank.
All right, I got 4855. B as in boy. 9, E is an echo, 6474, and F is in Frank.
That's correct.
And this is my RM number?
RMA is like return merchant. I forgot what the A stands for, but it's like a return number, basically.
Okay. REMA number.
No,
okay.
Not ERMA.
Is RMA. RMA mm-hmm. number. And I put that on there. And then I send them back to there. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And I will not be charged again. It was once and only once.
It was one time. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Yep. Bye-bye.